Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome back to the Rusak Gamer Podcast. Tonight is episode 6 of our Flames of Gold campaign. On this episode, we explore the fight rules. Todd is in the house, so his elf and my Cole go to pick a fight with the dwarf. Along the way, we set a fire, burn down a bar, and maybe half the city, and kill some mooks. The players discuss the hoppiness of beer and sing a little song. If you would like to send in a song request, or maybe just want to hear Joe use his Kern voice again, well, send that and any other comments, critiques, or complaints to 502-4141-RU, which is 502-4141-766, or send us an email, roy@rusakgamers.com, or drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com. You can also play along at home by following us almost live from our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to all these sites are at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the fight show, guys.
Manipulate the backgrounds and the layers and stuff. And I spend like 45 minutes every time trying to relearn it.
Tree Warden, yeah. When do I from here? So we're recording now.
When did that happen?
Just now.
You know what else doesn't smell hoppy?
What's that?
The Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny does not smell hoppy.
Except it's poo.
Rabbit poo doesn't stink.
Those are jelly beans.
But the Easter
Bunny. No, the Easter Bunny's
poops. No.
No, it doesn't. No, they're jelly beans. The Easter Bunny poops jelly beans.
Milk-based jelly beans.
Haven't
you seen
hop?
It's milk-based.
Haven't you seen hop?
That's a work of fiction.
On that note,
I'm Roy.
I'm Jason.
I'm Todd.
Doug.
Joe.
Jeff.
Phil.
We're the Rusak Gamers. This is episode 26. Flames of Gold number 6.
Are you sure?
I think.
Episode BR549.
Or maybe it's episode 25. It is Flames of Gold 6.
I love it when people know what that is.
Season 2. We're not ones to go around spreading rumors.
He doesn't get any more booze. He's cut off.
Well, no,
you'll never hear one of us repeating gossip. So you better be sure and listen close the first time. I don't think that's close enough to the music to actually get sued for copyright violation.
Not if you're singing by yourself, I don't think so.
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you were gone.
Wow.
This was a short night. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
We need to cut that and put that at the end of every episode. That needs to be our outro.
We just killed Bill.
Well, there were the three listeners we did have.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, one beer. That's it. Wait till later.
Oh my god.
I can name that song in one beer. All right, let's
okay.
All right, Bill, rein us in, brother.
The more you drink of that stuff, the better it gets.
But that was
though.
So funny.
Huh?
That was so funny. Okay, well, last week most of us went on an adventure, leaving Roy and Todd in the dust.
Well, to be fair, Todd wasn't here.
No.
True. But you were wrapped up pretty closely with him.
I was working on a project for Corporate America.
Boo, Corporate America.
Yeah.
Doesn't pay to dance with the man.
Nope.
So this week, Finn and Cole will catch up.
Yep.
So I'm thinking the best thing to do is go over just the two of you.
Okay.
And if we get any farther tonight, we'll take a pause and everyone else can write whatever beliefs they feel are appropriate at the time.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Okay.
I did change one. I'll go over all three since it's probably been a while. I will create my own sword and my own standards. That's still one that I'm going to be dealing with. I will eliminate the immediate threat to me from the rock snakes. And Thorsbane will give up his source of information on me or die.
That's a bold belief.
Okay.
Right. The instincts.
Well, I still have the, I will accept any job as long as I get paid enough to keep the wine coming.
I have not changed. Stieg is the only family I have left. I will protect the bar with my life yet, but I did change my other one and make it. I will take off the head of the rock snakes by killing Thor's Bane.
As we left off with Finn and Cole, they were on their way to the warehouse district.
Yes.
To the secret hideout of the rock snakes, where all the rock snakes go when they want to be secret and hide out.
They want to be sneaky.
And where you are assuming Thor's Bane is.
Yes.
The assassin, the bounty hunter, the
Boba Fett of the story.
Well, that doesn't do Thor's Bane enough credit.
Oh, okay.
It's copyrighted, you can't say that.
Okay.
Sorry, George.
Leap it out.
Fobo Bet.
Fobo Bet.
Fobo Bet.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
He's from
Boba Fett. He bends over and his Andorian armor shows his ass. I'm Boba Fett! He's no good to me, dead!
Anyway, so how are you two going to approach this?
I'm not much good at sneaky.
I'm going to bet half-cocked.
Oh no, whole cocked, baby.
What are we? Are we evening? What are we?
What were you?
I want to say that we were.
I didn't think it was late. I thought it was like midday or something.
Yeah, I thought it was maybe afternoon or sunset at the latest.
Give me a second to go back 2 weeks. So you all had your meetings at noon. It's evening.
Well, is it okay?
Evening after sunset or right at it? Dusk.
Let's see. You all after your noon meetings. You all went to the doctor's house and talked. And then you went after information. And now you're heading to the docks. So
early evening.
Sunset is approaching.
Okay. All right. What's the layout? I mean, is it just like a general warehouse district next to the docks? Is
near
this
the docks, yeah.
Okay. Tell you what, I will. I don't want to separate, but how do you want to do this?
Direct approach sounds best to me. Why don't we just go in and lay down the law, so to speak? Okay. Or we just burn down the whole thing?
No, let's make sure we find him. All right. Well, let's.
Do we know which warehouse it is?
Mm-hmm.
We do.
It's an abandoned warehouse.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
That's the information you got from Argo.
We'll go to the warehouse, and we'll go around the warehouse to see what's around it.
Sure. Okay.
Before we ever go in, we want to look around. What buildings are close?
Now,
is there an escape route? Look for people who can come in. That kind of thing.
Are you going to?
I'm going to do it stealthily.
Okay.
And you want to stay in one spot, or do you have stealth as well? There.
Time to learn a new skill.
You can do that.
Sure. Why not? Let's open up stealth.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here.
Huh?
You ready to look?
Yeah, I better go ahead and get that other one in now.
Okay, so you're going to sneak around.
Mm-hmm. Don't get it wrong.
Not yet. Okay. And observe what's going on.
Right.
Okay. So for sneaking, we're going to go with him.
Okay.
You do have stealth, right?
Yeah.
So we'll have Finn knows his way around the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Cole's the one who's at risk here for discovery. Can skills aid stats?
I don't think so.
I was going to open up stealthy.
Yeah, but you're rolling a stat as opposed to rolling a skill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think you could.
If that, after that, would be a perception test to see what's going on around the warehouse.
Right.
Pour it in a glass and wait 20 minutes, Joe.
Whew.
Portland. Ground and set it on fire.
It is a
skills
stout.
Can help stats.
They can, okay.
Stats cannot help skills.
Okay. All right. Your chief.
Yeah, huh?
Walk like this.
Oh, he's going to go.
Look over here! Look over here!
Yeah, okay, cool.
Look over here!
He tries to sneak in. He draws her. I'm over here!
Yeah.
I'm over here! And he sneaks in behind.
Conspicuous.
Okay, so...
What skill did you aid him with?
Stealth.
Stealthy is...
So you
the root
wrap, you wrap root, bags around agility. His feet.
The root yeah. for stealthy is speed. Actually.
He's like,
don't step
walk
on
this
that.
Way.
Huh? Yeah. Should be agility.
No, it's speed.
It's speed, actually.
Speed?
I just looked it up.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Which makes Sorry. It a 5. And he gave me a helping die, so I have 6.
Okay.
And my obstacle's doubled because I'm opening it.
Right.
So what happens if I fail?
You don't know.
Cool. Okay.
Well, they had
sometimes it all depends on what I want.
Right, right.
What, I get yelled at when I roll too quick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I figured I'd save time
I like
to ask.
I like to have a chance to talk because I'm,
oh, okay.
I'm a fairly slow to get going. I tend to pause.
Oh.
It's the Captain Kirk aspect.
And don't stare at him.
Okay.
Well, you are all googly eyed. It's just like that. I wish we were a video. No, I don't.
You can't make your
okay.
stealth roll because you're opening the stack.
Skill. Sorry.
Wow. Can we not have him over because...
It's
not
his
mean,
house.
Well, no, I mean, can we have his character over to the warehouse? Because if not, he's going to be sitting there making comments all night long.
And that's different, huh?
Well, I could kill him.
I'm
oh, okay.
Wearing an aluminum bottle.
No, not his character. Ready?
And
can I roll now? No.
If you succeed,
yeah,
of course,
like
you sneak around
right.
and you're successful in that.
Yeah, it's like the beard bottles.
If you fail, you're noticed.
Now this is opposed.
This is opposed.
Okay.
It's you're stealthy versus their observation
times 2 because I'm learning. Right. Okay. Cool. Can I go now?
Pretzel.
Yeah.
He helped.
No.
2. Ouch.
That's mine.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to help. You got 2, and you got 2.
Which means
no,
I
got 1.
Oh, he got 1?
So it's 2 versus 2.
2 versus mm-hmm.
2. 2 versus 2. Doesn't he make it? Meet it?
It's versus. You have to beat... One of you is trying to win the contest, so you have to get more than
your opponent. I don't think I got a call on to help. No, my call on is dreadful. It's only help for intimidation or interrogation. Cool.
Well, his OB is 2, and he made it 2.
No.
But it's versus.
I know.
You helped, but I didn't.
But you didn't fail either.
Well,
in this
so does
case,
it continue on or what?
No. It's adjudicated there. Normally, the basic of it is status quo wins. In this case, you're not trying to sneak in to kill the boss. You're trying to sneak around to see what's going on.
Right.
They're trying to keep people from coming in.
In this case,
you do successfully sneak around because
okay.
you weren't trying to sneak in.
Okay.
If this was the sneak in role, they would have spotted you.
Okay.
In my judgment.
All right.
And I'm the GM, so me.
So there.
So now you can make a.
Now does that count as a?
That
a
counts
test
as
on
a.
Me?
That counts as a sneaky selfie
test.
But
you only get a routine though, right? Because
obstacle 1.
For you, it's OB1. Yeah, but it's not double. He gets the double. You don't. Yeah, but
well, I'm opening it.
Is it stealth anyway? Okay.
What's your stealth?
My stealth is 3, so it's 3 versus
a one.
Okay, which is a routine.
Right.
Okay. Good enough. Thank you.
And it's clear from you sneaking around that there are rock snakes out and observant and
so they're at lookouts.
Yeah.
Okay.
But to get more than that would be the perception test.
Okay. Then I will. Can I do an observation? Which I'm opening observation. So.
That would be to see hidden people.
Oh, okay.
It versus hidden, and observation is against stealthy and inconspicuous.
Okay. Then I'll do a perception test to see, I guess, where everybody is and where.
And this is a. I can't remember the new term for it, but this is. Graduated is an appropriate term, but I don't know if that's the new term. They used to call it open, which was really confusing.
So
the more success you get, the more information you get.
Good enough.
That's the one.
What's the word?
Graduated.
So is he the only one who can make it? Or do I help him, or can I also make it to us?
You can help him.
Okay.
If you give him something, it becomes an ingratiated test. Here's a piece of candy.
Only if he's happy with the results.
Would be.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks. I can roll.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to roll and I roll too fast.
No, you're it's a routine test.
Jesus, I didn't help.
Two successes.
Okay. With two successes, observing the warehouse, you are sure that there are
what?
Crunchy.
20 rock snakes in the general area.
Okay.
And probably more inside.
I can take that noise out.
So what's the obstacle on that test?
It was a routine test.
Okay. So it doesn't count as its perception?
No, stats, not for perception. Unfortunately, not.
All right. There's 20. Is this the only building? I tell you what. Is this the only building that it appears that they're going into? Is there another building maybe that they're coming from or going to or anything like that? Or do I say that there is and I check for it?
What do you want? Why do you want there to be another building?
I want another building. I want there to be some reason other than this warehouse that if I set fire to another building, they're going to want to go to that and take care of that to draw them away, to make a distraction.
So we can get the main part.
So we can get to the main guy without going through 20 of them. Maybe we can go through 6 of them or something like that.
Just catch a cat, light it on fire, and throw it in the warehouse.
Okay.
Is there another building?
Well, that will require a perception test.
Very good.
With an obstacle of 4.
City planning wise?
City planning wise? No, can't say that I do.
Why is this good apply? As a link test.
Emporios wise.
No, nothing I have is going on.
The old armory is next door.
Alright. A 4, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Can I help him again?
If he wants it.
Would you like some help? Looking around over that way and over there. Good.
Can you do that as your character?
How many dice do you have?
I'm with him.
I've got 4.
I've got 2 eyes.
If he gives you one, that'll be 5. That's still a difficult.
That's still difficult. Alright. Roy. And then I will throw in a...
Persona?
Persona.
Wow.
Whoa.
He really wants that building.
Yes, I do.
Only one persona?
Yes. So it's a 6. It actually counts as a 5.
It counts as a 5, but you're rolling 6 dice.
Right.
On a 4?
Yeah.
I helped.
Nice. Let's see.
5.
1.
5 out of 6.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Is it still open?
Perception's not open.
No, perception is open.
Sorcery's not.
No, sorcery is.
No, they changed one of them.
Perception no
you
longer.
You gotta try it. What do you think? Is that
no, perception is no longer open. That's right.
No, I needed a 4.
I needed a 4. I got more for it.
To
do you think?
Advance, though.
What do we get? By burning the fate.
Well, burn the fate, I get a better result.
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm gonna burn the fate. I'm gonna do it. I've got enough.
I don't think he can throw fate in, though.
No, he's asking me if he
no,
should.
I'm asking what,
he's asking
what he
opinion.
Thinks.
Oh.
Yes, if you get another success, your result will be better.
Okay.
Nice.
6.
So, about 2 blocks away, in tucked away in someone else's warehouse, the Rock Snakes have built their own little brothel bar type place.
Bar?
Yeah.
Bar.
We've got someplace to go after we kill Thorgbane.
This is a Rock Snake's private exclusionary kind of thing. And this is where they, when the shift changes, you know, they go over here and enjoy themselves.
Yes, I'm sure, but after we kill Thorsbane, we can go over there.
Not if he sets it on fire.
Yes, sir. A procedural question here, real quick. Since perception and stats have only difficult and challenging for advancement, looking at the chart we have, what is, would it just be too difficult or one challenging to advance a stat?
I'd need to see that chart.
Oh, there is. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying it's a brothel over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
The stats have their own chart.
Okay. What do you think about setting a fire to this thing? Wait till it gets a little bit darker.
It's got a bar,
which means it'll go up faster, and it's got women in it. So that'll maybe
make you cry.
Well, it may make you cry, but it'll make them run faster.
Maybe you insist upon stealing some liquor out of there before you burn it.
Yeah, he can sneak in. Yeah.
Don't you have like arson wise or something?
No,
like
I was going to.
Oh.
I didn't have enough skill points because I mismanaged my skill points.
Okay.
I thought I had more than I did.
You could always start opening it.
Oh.
See, that would be good.
Arson-wise?
Mm-hmm. What better to start a fire than a burnt coal?
I don't know. I didn't think it was that clever, so I'm not going to give him anything for it.
Too difficult and one challenge.
I'm going to laugh.
And here's one challenge.
We didn't. Yeah. Your dog farted. That takes away the fate point.
I don't know, man. They got a bar.
Well, it's a bar. I tell you what. Here's the deal. You set it, and I'll make sure you are drunk to high heavens when we get done after beating the red snakes.
I'll open a bar some wise.
Okay.
Is it better if we set it in two spots?
So I don't know. I'm just now opening up bar some wise.
Well, what is it you want to know?
Why is our perception based, right?
Me or him?
No, him.
Oh.
This is for Roy. He's opening it. He's thinking of arson-wise. What?
I would like to set the fire so that the last thing that would burn would be the bar.
The alcohol.
Ah, very good.
That's not very arsonistic.
Do you want to set it in such a way that no one knows that you set it? Or that it looks like something else burned it?
Well, what we're doing here tonight, right?
Right now.
I mean, so it doesn't really matter if they find out later that someone set the fire.
Very true.
We're going to kill Thorsbane anyway.
Very true. Maybe.
Gotta be positive.
They did catch the part where I said he was a skilled bounty hunter, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Boba Fett, remember that part?
Oh, I'm quite certain I'm going to die tonight, but I'm not dying without a fight.
Okay. So what is it you
want to
know?
I want to be able to set the fire into place so that the bar burns last.
Okay.
But at the same time, it gets people away from the bar to go fight this thing. So probably the brothel area, because usually they're not the same places.
And you'll have people hard. It'll be harder to fight there because hopefully they'll be without pants.
Yeah, you do tend to be a little self-conscious when you're out without pants and around a fire.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Jeff just brought Tootsie Rolls to the party.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Tootsie Roll!
You are a scholar and a gentleman.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
They should go deal with this horrible beer. Isn't it, though?
Wow. Oh, Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Don't buy it.
Stay away. If you drink it, let it sit for about 20 minutes. Pour it in a glass, let it sit.
Unless you like hops.
And then dump it in the yard.
Anyway. So, your obstacle for arson-wise is 3.
Okay.
Details.
Double. So, it's a 6.
Is a 6.
So is a 6. Do I have any... Oh, and I can't...
You can't fork.
I can't fork, can I? Balls.
What were you thinking?
No. I was going to look to see if I had anything.
Okay. Because
I don't have anything to fork.
If you can't fork, you can sometimes link test.
thought you had a wise about your brother.
No. I'm going to spend my persona. Two.
Can I fork in?
Because
I
can
want
help.
This to happen.
I can help with either, and this is kind of a stretch, but follow me with it, either Riddle of Steel or Blade-wise, because I know how to make a hot fire for that. Is that kind of a stretch?
Do you have fire building?
No, I don't have fire building. So if I did, that'd be the first thing I would do.
Forge-wise. A bit too much of a stretch. Right. Now, if you had some forge-wise type thing, then
no.
You
could have one of your systems come and light the fire.
Bullet. Go.
Anything else?
Worst that could happen is they get slaughtered.
So what happens if I fail?
Well,
fire doesn't go off, or the fire goes off, but they...
Bar burns first.
If you succeed...
It's too smoky, and they show up.
Bar burns first.
Oh!
No.
It rains.
Good one, but no.
Somebody puts it out by walking outside and peeing on it?
If you succeed, of course, you set the fire so that the brothel goes up
and
draws everyone away from the bar.
Right.
As they try and put the fire out.
Mm-hmm.
If you fail, you set the fire so that the bar brothel sets on fire, it runs along a floorboard, and the bar explodes, and the fire spreads to the district.
Ooh, jeez.
Fail and we still have fun.
Call me Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Did I mention my house is made of stone?
It's on the other side of a wall.
Oh, that's right. I don't live in this
place. I got a leaky shack.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. You got to burn down your own home. And his cousin's bar.
Oh.
No, the fire, barring some other failed roll, the fire is only the warehouse district.
Boo. That's weak. I was going to cry.
Ooh, there's...
You got one,
I got
six.
One success.
One,
two,
three.
Three.
What do you need?
Six.
I need a six.
Well, I got to burn a fate.
You're at
four. Four on a six. Dead. Burn it.
Cousin.
Nope. Pun intended.
Yeah.
So, you know exactly where to set the fire so that the bar doesn't go up.
Well done.
In your mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Need more wind.
And, you know, you plan it out. You have no... Anything else before the fireworks?
Of course, the price of alcohol is going to go up now.
Oh, yeah.
Not for one illicit bar.
If the warehouse burns down, if the warehouse
just goes up, as the fire
goes
up, as he sets it, I don't know what's going to happen, but as he sets it, the whole idea is to watch it burn and then go into the main warehouse to try to find Fuller's Bane. So that's the whole idea, is that I'm not standing right next to him going,
give me a fiddle, baby.
Right, okay. So, Cole, you light your fire.
It's going to go up great. It's beautiful.
The brothel has lots of curtains. It's a perfect for what you intend. So with the fire set, you step back, hide in the shadows. People start coming out of around the warehouse to try and deal with this threat. And you have effectively a clear path to the abandoned warehouse.
Let's go.
I can't remember. Have we seen Thor's
Bane
before?
And the bar.
No, you have never seen him. But he's a dwarf.
But he is a dwarf.
He's a dwarf. Okay. He's an actual dwarf as opposed to these posers. All
right.
They're not even really
short.
Let's go.
We make our way. As the people are coming out,
mm-hmm.
we're going to make our way into the warehouse.
Yep. The real warehouse.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Okay.
And hopefully through a door that nobody else is coming out of.
Mm-hmm. Not
well, even if
we
do, we stand to the side.
Yeah. So we go in.
You go around the side, you sneak in a little door. No one's coming out of, no one's guarding it.
Mm-hmm.
You see people on the streets running towards the fire
mm-hmm.
to try and deal, rock snakes running towards the fire to try and deal with
mm-hmm.
it.
I'm going to use also my instinct to be aware of the ambush and the assassin, looking for the assassin.
Okay.
If I can find him.
The warehouse is really empty. This was an abandoned warehouse.
Are we talking just like an open building? Is mm-hmm. there any, like an office area? Or
there's
anything?
No office area. Well, unless you wish something. If you want, if is there something you want to be in here?
Yeah. Thor's Bane.
Mm. Well, that's
Thor's Bane,
that's
yeah.
actually a given.
But I guess necessarily is that if you have a warehouse and there's these 20 guys here.
Where were they?
What are they doing?
Guarding the warehouse.
Okay. But
that was outside.
Okay.
That means so, there has to be something inside yeah. of guarding.
So I think inside, at least in some area, there's, let's say it's, just for argument's sake, it's 300 feet wide, 40 feet deep. All right. 40 yards deep. 40 feet deep, sorry. 40 feet deep, 300 feet. But in this whole massive area, there's a small room, maybe over in a corner, but there's a small pile of boxes. There's maybe six crates, and they're all piled up in the corner, and you can tell people have been guarding just those crates. That's all they're in here is guarding those crates.
Actually, that's true.
Okay.
And the three of them that are there are still doing so.
Three of them?
Are they all human?
They are all human. They all have what passes for a beard.
Beards. So, burn.
And
coal. Sorry, go ahead.
On the other side of the crates,
mm-hmm.
you hear a guttural laugh.
Kind of like that?
Kind of.
Okay.
Except a little bit more. Except a little more dwarfy.
Okay.
And then there's a loud explosion from outside.
Aha! Let's go after him.
That was the bar.
Let's go after him. You're going to get drunk after this anyway. Let's go after him.
Amen. Well, we got three of them in front of us, and then one that we can't see that's making a laughter.
Right.
A laughing sound.
Oh, no, he's not laughing anymore.
Oh, because the bar just blew up.
What the hell was that?
Go after him.
Let's go get him.
Our attack.
Okay.
Move in. Wait, what?
I don't have that.
Shuffle now. Up and deal.
Got a joker.
So, a dwarf in armor and...
Oh, nuts.
Carrying a big two-handed dwarven axe.
Wow. Okay.
Nice. Sounds formidable.
Comes around from outside the boxes and... You go check that. Those people shouldn't be here. Kill them.
Look who's come to die.
So now we've got...
The three of them...
Three of the scraggly beards coming after us.
Brandishing their clubs and...
Okay.
Seeking to kill you.
I draw my sword.
Sword's already drawn. Sword is always at hand.
So, this will be a quick bloody versus.
Must be awkward when you're in your bunk.
Hmm? Actually, no. This would
be
just the versus.
Okay.
Must be awkward.
What's the difference?
Not.
Bloody versus includes wounds. Oh, they okay. want to kill you. You want to kill them. Versus, if they win, you're dead. You
okay.
win, they're dead.
Okay. All right.
Well, what's your objective?
Your objective can
is
be
to
different
kill them.
Than
to kill them, not to get to what's-his-name?
I want to get to what's-his-name, but I'm going to have to get through them to get to him.
Well, unless their objective is something different than killing
okay.
them, too. I mean, you might want to hear what their objective is.
To kill them.
To kill you guys. Well, yeah. then your objective is to kill you guys, but... So, somewhere
you can beat them unconscious?
Why? Just kill them later.
Let the doc say
they
just
take them forward to me.
Let the doc no, say I have a sword. I'm going after them.
Okay.
These people want me dead. So I'm going to eliminate that threat.
I'm right there with him.
Okay, who's leading? Which one of the two of you is making the roll for this?
What's your sword?
Oh, you've got me beat.
All right. Okay.
My sword's a four.
Okay, mine's a five.
Yeah.
I would.
Okay. So gather your dice.
As ye may.
This is awesome. It's to the death.
Man. It's like the same
death.
That right. is wrong on so many levels.
Is it just me against these three, or two of us against the three, and that's how
it's
works?
You, it's the two of you against the three of them in a straight versus test.
I need my sword.
No scripting, no bloody. It's just
okay.
To the death. To the pain comes later.
Okay.
They have a whopping two skill.
Okay.
But there are three of them.
Okay, so
four dice.
Four dice.
Can I help him?
You can help him.
Out of three, I can get four dice.
One of them's the first one, and the other two are helping.
If you're keeping up at home.
This is the great part. That's pretty thrust.
That's just Ducky.
Yikes! And away!
Hold on. The last time we saw the fight with Todd's character was...
No, we must get through. We must get through.
Nope.
They want my sword? Hell no.
Yeah.
Roy?
Now we're going straight to
you. Don't need it?
Nope.
You know what? You sure?
2%.
You really? Yep. And you don't want my helping die?
No, because I get a test out of this.
Don't you get a test if I help you anyway?
No. Routine.
Yeah, it's routine. And
so you're just going to stand there and watch him slay these three guys. It's going to be awesome.
Hold on. What's your instinct?
He rushes past you.
What you
believe? Well, now, actually, before
he dances,
before you
well, he's
now.
Not killing Forest
yeah.
Bane.
Because you've kind
he's
of
killing
changed.
Rock snakes, and I don't have the rock snake one anymore.
I'm sorry, he was asking me. Right. You've kind of changed what's going on here. Finn is trying to rush in front of you to take
right.
them on by himself.
Ooh. Right.
You're going to let him? We roll as we're ready to.
Or we roll speed to see who goes first.
Exactly.
Take him away.
Well, wait a minute. If he wins and the elf loses the speed test, which I doubt. But if he wins, Roy, does he become the lead
and he has
to help?
That depends on what they want out of it.
Oh, okay.
He wants to get his difficult test.
Mm-hmm. I want to help.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's do a speed test. Okay.
Now he can no. He can as a player he can refuse help.
Oh, okay.
So
if there's no speed test, then
yeah. But the question is, do you want to test? Before
you could lead. You could run up and fight them, and he could, if he feels like it, help you.
No, because I'm going to kill Thorsbane. Now, if it was Thorsbane there,
okay,
we would be doing.
Well, I tell you what, I'll go after these three. You go after Thorsbane.
Yeah, well, he attacks these three.
These three have to be resolved before
oh, okay.
we get to
okay.
okay. Thorsbane.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Why don't we just say, depending on how this turns out. He may be fighting Thorsbane by himself.
Yeah.
Well, if he's dead, he definitely would be fighting Thorsbane by himself.
If he's dead, I'll probably have to fight whoever
killed
him.
I mean, if he gets knocked unconscious. But if he wins, does he get the advantage dice? Is it like a link test? Or I mean, do we want to tie the two together some way?
They're not tied together. Although that is possible in certain circumstances. Very much so. If they hadn't have come up with
that
beautiful distraction.
Before you run in there, you want to say something?
Jeff, if they hadn't come up with that beautiful distraction of theirs, it was going to be a fort test to see, as a link test, to see what shape they were in once they got through all of them. But they came up with a brilliant distraction, so...
Right,
really
they burned out the warehouse district.
I run up, and I said, you're not going to keep me from him, and I'm not going anywhere, and I'm certainly not going back. And I'm going to get through you to get to him. You can stand down now. And I'll go after him. It's your choice.
Are you trying to intimidate them?
Yes. Well, actually, I don't even think I have intimidate.
Some kind of elven logic there.
Persuade.
That sounds like intimidation.
It is intimidate. Step aside. My argument is not with you three. My argument is with him. You can lay down your arms, and we can forget all about this.
Now, is this part of the fight?
Well, that's my thing, is that if I'm going to run up to them, why am I running up to them? I want to get to that guy. I want to get to Thorsbane.
Right.
If I can persuade these guys to
here's their situation. Uh-huh. They're not going to listen to persuasion.
Okay.
I'll give you an attempt at intimidation if you want.
They've been ordered.
All right.
Don't you have intimidation?
I'll open it. I mean, I can
it.
Open it and try it.
Open it.
If you want to try that.
Yeah, what's intimidation's base? Is it will?
I think it's will.
I think it is will, too.
That sounds
right.
It here's what we'll do with intimidation. We'll make it a link test.
Okay.
If you they're not going to run away.
No.
But if you succeed in this, they're a little bit hesitant, giving you an advantage.
Will.
Okay.
If not, you kind of incite them, and they get an advantage.
Okay.
Actually, you get a disadvantage. That's how
they're going to prove themselves.
And I've got intimidation. I can help you with that.
Yes, you
Let's
can.
Let's do that. Intimidation is...
You can help somebody that doesn't have the skill?
Yeah, skills, I mean, you can stand behind him and go...
Stats. Stats cannot help skills. So if you don't have intimidation, you can't help the person trying to intimidate. But if you do have intimidation, you can help the person trying to intimidate.
Now, if he gets the advantage, does that count against him in his test?
Yep.
You should have just gone ahead and done it, because now you're in the same position you were with his help.
Well, you can say
two tests out of it.
Wait, you can save persona and just take Roy's help anyway.
Yeah, see, I haven't even used my persona yet, so. And I still have to fight. We're still going to have to fight this guy, unless Thor's bank.
I know.
Okay,
to break the sheets out here. Let's go.
It's against their will, which is 3.
Okay.
Untrained, you're going for a 6.
6. Okay. And I've got 7.
One more time. I hope.
Ooh, man. You got an explodey there.
There's 4 2 explodies.
3, 4, only one explode.
Only one explode? Oh.
Yeah. I'll burn the fate.
In for a penny.
Somebody's going for a workhorse.
Well, when you play with a Roy, you're
5.
How tough is that?
Hey, now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you hear that?
So, what just happened? I failed that.
You failed that, so your obstacle is 1 higher, which makes you more likely to get a test, because the 4 dice they're rolling is not your obstacle. That's what they're rolling against you. Now, it's their 4 dice again at +1.
Okay. All right.
You failed in a link test to intimidate them, so now you're at a disadvantage.
Not afraid of you, elf.
Okay. All right. So now I can take Roy's assistance.
You still can.
Yeah.
Still could have, but you might need it now.
Yeah. Alright, yeah, Roy, we'll definitely need him. You're not there!
Boo!
2, 3, 4, 5.
So you have your 5 sword.
Apparently, I'm not there.
I'm not there.
That. And,
Lose health.
Nope.
Not for sure. I don't talk about
it. Oh, you're dead.
I'll convince him not to attack at him.
Well, it's against the 4 dice he rolls. We don't know what your obstacle's going to be.
Yeah.
4 dice plus 1.
Plus 1.
Perfect spell.
So, if you have 4 successes, it actually counts as 5, or do you roll a 5th die?
No, I do not roll a 5th dice. Your obstacle is 1 higher.
1 higher. Okay. All right. 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is to the death, right? So if he messes this up, he slips on his own blade, and then it's all Roy, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's all right. I'll come and heal you.
Don't spend all your persona.
Well, I'm not.
Okay. Just playing it.
1 persona.
Don't worry, if you die, I'll come and heal you.
I'm pretty good at that. First, gotta bleed you out.
Okay.
You can't.
We ready?
Mm-hmm.
I've got 3 so far.
I have 1.
Yay! You rolled 2. Where did you roll 0?
I rolled 1.
So you have 2.
So, two. So it's a 3 on a 2.
3 on a 2. You succeed.
Okay. Which is still 3 on
a
2.
It's still a routine because you count the dice you rolled, not your successes.
So it's 5 on a 2.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
4.
6
on a 2.
There you go, bro.
Hey!
But you handily wipe out the 3 rock snake guards.
Yay!
We both do.
Yes.
Because he helped.
You let him join in.
Alright, so now, alright, Cole.
Let's go get Thor's Bane.
Don't kill him yet.
Kill
Let the doctor do it.
Kill him now.
Kill him
just,
now.
Just wound him. Let the doctor kill him.
I can't make any promises.
That's fine, but we need information from him too.
Well, what are the objectives here?
Roy wants to kill him.
I want
to
kill him.
If you want to kill him, and you want to get. Is there some kind of thing between them before they get into the fight?
figure out what the objective is.
Which one's going to be Captain Sparrow?
I mean, I don't think. Well, I mean, honestly, I don't think they can go into a fight with this guy without establishing what their objectives are.
Well, they need to figure out who's leading the fight, right? If he wants to kill him, he's leading, and if he wants to not kill him, he's leading.
And there's no way to guarantee you don't kill him. There's no way to guarantee you do kill him.
Okay. So is this going to be a versus or a bloody versus?
This will be
fight rules.
Fight.
Yeah.
Fight.
So
fight.
In that case, there's fight. No lead then, is there?
Hmm?
Is there a lead in fight?
It depends. You can do it two ways.
Okay.
You can alternate.
You can you can do it multiple ways. You can one of you can assist the other one,
okay.
Which will give that person more dice. Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.
Against Forsbane.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is you both script against him, which might give one of you advantage if your dice roll better than his.
Mm-hmm.
But it means you're both rolling against him individually, with only your dice, not able to help the other one out.
Let's both.
Can
go
you
together.
Alternate lead in a fight? Like he goes the first time and he helps him, and he goes the second time and he helps him, and they script individually.
No, not script individually.
Do they get, if they're both going at them separately, do they get in on each other's?
If they're
like
going individually, they're scripting their own actions, and they're doing things on their own.
So each one rolls against his actions separately,
mm-hmm.
And then like we resolve Roy, and then we resolve you with the same actions?
Well, it happens simultaneously, yeah.
Okay.
It depends on what the actions are and how they interact.
Okay. That's cool. I've never done a fight before.
No.
Cole, I need to find out where he's getting his information. If we just arbitrarily kill him, unless there is some written whatever, I don't know. I need to find out who sent him. And I will buy you a cask of liquor, not beer.
When it comes down to it, I get to kill him?
Yeah.
Done.
Burnt Cole, is that your name?
Ooh. He doesn't like being called Burnt Cole.
He hates that.
Who's that asking, Shorty?
I am Thorsbane.
Well, no, that's just offensive, bro.
And I got three casks right here, right now, of dwarven gold. If you kill that elven,
are you the leader?
What's your instinct? What's that belief you got there?
No. He's got a belief or instinct.
Oh, come on, well, you can't
all
say
work for the higher bidder. He's a mercenary, man. I mean, wow, this is a problem.
That's a predicament. Always switch employer when the money is better.
Oh, damn.
Offer him four casks.
And...
Oh, damn. Cole just switched sides. He got... Our tank got charmed by the mage.
Is he even going to hear?
He's never, but it's never come up before.
It's never come up before. Switching employers never come up before.
Do it.
Well, you guys want to kill this guy?
Do it.
I really, really want to kill him. Even if I have to wait for him to be beat senseless.
Well, why don't you can kill him and then take the casks?
No. Hold on. Let him kill Todd, and then you kill him and take the casks. That way you're getting paid either way.
Or you just say, fine, I won't get involved in the fight, and I'll still take the cast.
Or let Todd counter for more.
I'm going to reject.
Are you going to counter?
Straight out.
You're not going to counter?
No, I'm not going to counter. I'm just going to reject it straight out.
Take it. Do it.
You need to counter.
Join the dark side. They have cookies.
No.
These
are good. You take a bag home. Sam had to.
Todd has found joy in the pretzels. I'm going to reject his offer straight up. What, you want me? You want me to turn around and start killing on the elf? Is that
yes,
what
yes,
no,
do it.
Well, we want you to
I mean,
stand
say,
aside, let Todd
so
beat him.
What is that?
Well, see, the thing is I really want to kill this guy.
What do you say to that, Cole?
Hmm?
Good dwarven gold. I know you love the shit.
But it's not it's not the special stuff, is it?
It's what, not IPA.
It's not the keg. It's not the,
no.
It's not the keg or whatever, right?
No, it's not
keg or
nog.
Keg or nog. It's not nog.
That has magical properties. Or
four casks of that.
Or
might be
watch a counter. How about a keg? You got a keg of nog on you?
About four kegs of nog.
Well, that's huge. That's like the price of my house.
I've been in your house. Not that great.
Big last time.
Is that what you say to him?
Four kegs of nog, and I'll stand aside.
One.
Four.
One? I'd go the out for one.
Dutter, show him the keg. Up in the balcony, he's scrambling a little.
There's an actual guy up there with a keg of nog?
Yeah, holds it out.
Oh, no.
Do it.
This one? Yeah, that's
I'm
the one.
I'm gonna go get a keg of nog.
Get luck with the fight.
I'm gonna go get the keg.
So you're gonna fight the door? Fight the elf?
No. I'm just gonna go get me a keg.
Daughter, let go.
I still make a move towards the keg.
Are you gonna catch it?
No, I'm not gonna catch it.
You're gonna let it. You're gonna let keg of nog in the
I did small.
He's
up in
a
balcony, right?
It's a keg. There's no difference in the text about what a keg of nog is. There's not it's 5 gold for a small keg, 20 gold for a larger keg. It's a keg of nog.
See, he would have just gotten out of the fight, though, before he dropped it.
Real quick, did he say daughter?
No, Dutcher.
Dutter. Dutter. Besides, he wants the wood for his thing.
He already got it. Yeah, huh? I already got it.
I thought he thought he got it. I didn't think he got it.
No. Depends on who you ask.
He thinks he got it.
Exactly.
He could use more. What, Jeff?
I'm just thinking it's really interesting. If you get out of the fight just to go get the keg, I'm going to go tap it and test it while they have to go toe-to-toe. You haven't really taken yourself out of the fight. You've just sort of abstained at the moment.
Yeah. I was going to go get the keg. I did not make an agreement with him. I was just going to go get the keg.
Why don't you make an agreement?
Well, now...
No, why should I?
If I can.
And if he throws the beer, that's fine.
Dutter is up in the balcony.
Yeah.
Holding it out.
Yeah.
Thorsbane just said, drop it.
To its death.
It won't survive the impact.
I know. It's very sad, and I will cry.
Yes.
Dive under it, Roy. Dive under it.
Look up the wet
spot. Oh, so you're not really after alcohol.
You can go speed test and catch the thing.
I've never had keg of nog.
It's good.
You're not there.
So it cracks open on the ground.
Well, see, now I gotta kill him.
I have another one.
You ruined any chance.
Hey, you didn't take the chance. I have nothing against you. You could have lived.
I'm still gonna live. You're not.
Yeah. Better. If they kill me,
what?
Crack open the other casks too. And then run. They're murderous little.
I would like to intimidate Dutter to running now.
Okay.
That's my bit! Dutter, you touch that cask and you're a dead man.
That's three.
What's he got, an axe, you say?
I have no more persona.
two-handed axe.
But I've got a call on.
A two-handed dwarven axe.
I was just seeing how long it was.
Extortion.
You got extortion?
I've got extortion wise.
Dwarven axe is long.
Yeah.
And
longsword.
And he has a plus, a bonus die. Balance die.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to fork in extortion wise.
Mm-hmm.
How can you extort?
Yeah, that's. You don't have anything on him.
I don't have anything on him.
Loot or at least you don't have anything obvious on it.
Brawling. Got a fork and knives.
You can pull out a
Dutter.
Well,
what do you I've got this nice little knife. It's a small knife. It's a knife that you might use to cut open, clams or something. Dutter, I'm going to start on your eyeballs, and I'm going to work my way through every fleshy part of your body.
and I'm not going to stop. Can I fork in nine?
No, but I'll give you an advantage, Zach, because I like that.
Okay. Gutter,
so my intimidation's a 3. I don't know.
Okay. There's a reason he's not down here with a weapon.
Okay.
His will is 2.
Oh!
And he runs for the hills.
Bang!
4.
Was it intimidation?
Yeah. It's us 2 and Thor's Bane.
All right.
And the casks are over there for me. Plus lovely. Yours. I'll be lovely. Fine for the next couple of days.
Good enough. And I'll get you another.
Weren't you looking for pieces of a keg of nog?
Yes, indeed.
He already
now
has
you have
them.
More
what
pieces.
Are you talking about?
Now you have more pieces to help us
take more.
Assuming the warehouse doesn't burn down around us.
So how do you all want
ooh.
It?
Ooh. Yeah, it's gonna be that's gonna be something.
Did that come up that this building is actually catching on fire too?
Eventually.
Well,
nice.
That just
says
huh?
That's
not
very good.
Actually, not that they know it yet, but the building has already caught on fire.
Uh-oh. Well done.
I'm going to open arson.
I'm going to burn down the whole town.
So, are you two going at it singly or in pairs?
Good thing we're up in the rich district.
Is one of you going to help the other one? Or
yes. I'll help him.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because even if he wins, I'm... got a good chance of being able to kill him.
So sword and axe
killing
are a wash against each other, right?
I believe so. Down. Yes.
There you go, Ted.
I got one.
Oh!
I got one right here.
You got one?
Somebody threw one at me.
Oh, I passed it. I thought Doug might want to look at it, so I just passed it down. Yeah, his are actual...
But laminated.
Are laminated from Burning Wheel
his
headquarters.
Are product...
Yes, actual Burning Wheels headquarters product.
Yes.
How much do those cost?
$5
right, for the set?
$15 for the complete set, with $5 for any one pair.
BurningWheelsHeadquarters.com.
$15 gets you two of the complete 15 set.
Bucks.
$15?
$15?
Little man,
put that
in my hand. You got some show, then you owe me.
You owe me, oh.
Two range of cover and 2 dual wits plus translation.
Cheater.
Actually,
yeah, I know, but that's where we heard it from.
Okay.
Now,
everything slows down because
right, it's clerks,
no one has done.
I couldn't remember
yet.
which one it was.
Well, you got to figure out what the engage test.
Speed first, right?
Speed plus advantages for longer strides and longer weapons.
You have longer stride.
Yep. But not by 4 or more.
Close.
Yeah. And weapons are a wash, correct?
He has a long, you have
a long. So does this count as a speed test then? As a test?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for positioning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this engage or position?
This is engage.
This is engage.
Same weapon length. He's got a plus 1D for stride.
Yeah, and that's it.
And that's it.
Is he wearing armor?
Yes, he is.
That does it.
That doesn't
come in play.
Doesn't
no, doesn't come in play at this point.
Okay.
So who has the longer stride?
The elf has the longer stride.
Almost enough to get him 2D.
Almost. Dwarf has a stride of 6. Elf has a stride of 8. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Elf has a stride of 8, yeah. So that's plus 1D advantage for
yes.
Todd?
Yeah.
What's his reflexes?
What's human stride?
His reflexes is 5.
Okay.
Then
that's what mine is.
That didn't come in unengaged.
No. But I was just reading the next one.
I know.
All right. Instructions.
So?
Okay.
Let's engage. He has a speed of 4.
I have a speed of 6.
And advantages.
And advantage. Yeah.
And the weapon lengths are the same.
Nine.
I'm just trying to follow along.
Yeah.
Weapon lengths are the same?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're both long.
Right?
Do you want his help?
Absolutely.
As the two of you circle him to get you to the best advantage.
Right.
That's cool.
I hate that die.
One, I have four successes.
Four. I have four successes, and they're all sixes. Ooh. So what happens in a wash or...
You want to burn it because you get a plus one?
Yeah, I'm going to burn it.
If your test goes to opponent with the longest weapon...
Which is the same.
Doesn't want to go anywhere from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to burn a fate.
Okay.
One, it is. Two more successes.
Two more successes?
So it's a six.
All right. He will burn a fate.
I'll keep
because I have 1-6.
Okay.
Oh, give me that one back.
Oh, sorry, bro.
Okay. No and bonus. Does not do anything.
Okay.
So you have won the engage. You put yourself at the most advantageous fighting distance for yourself?
Yes.
So it's basically a...
Plus so now, what does this do? By winning that, what does that
actually,
do?
Actually, it does nothing.
Sword X versus Sword X, so there's no advantages or disadvantages.
So actually, that step is unimportant to us.
So okay. Burning your fate didn't do anything.
Oh, I thought if you won on the engage, you got a plus one advantage on something.
That's the advantage disadvantage, page 431.
Which is over here, right?
Yeah, that's one of the charts.
If both fighters have the same weapon length, neither gains advantage or suffers disadvantage, there's no need to test engage. The combatants are in striking distance of one another.
Yeah, take your fate back.
All right.
That roll did not happen. So, lose your test also.
Yeah.
Not that you... Actually, that would have been a test.
So really, it only makes a difference if the weapons are different lengths?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
That's kind of weird.
The way it's written in the book is a little...
not sure why the stride... Well,
because then it goes into stride and longest weapon, but right off the bat, if you have the same weapon length, you might as well just skip it.
But stride are bonuses on the engage roll.
Right.
And the engage roll is only necessary if the weapons are different lengths.
Yes.
Because you want to be in your best position. If you have the same length weapon, he's in his best position, too.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Okay. All right, so now we pick out actions, and now we get 2, 2, and 1. Is that right?
Depends on
your
reflexes.
Or 1, 2, and 2, or...
Whatever.
Two. Exactly.
So it's 2 of 2 and 1 of 1.
Right.
It depends on the weapon.
No, it depends upon our
reflexes.
Yeah.
Reflexes.
And we both have the same reflexes.
Yeah, so you can put... You got three volleys. You can put 2 on 1, 2 on 2, and then 1 on another one.
Right.
But you have to spread them out
based on your weapon speed.
Right.
What's your weapon speed?
Got a long sword.
I think
you can
do that. I think you can do 2 on a volley with a long sword.
Yeah. Weapon speed on a long sword is 3.
So
on a run of the mill, long sword is 3.
Right.
You can only do 3 in a row without pausing.
Right.
To do something else.
Right. Okay.
I would love a character where that was a problem.
So which ones count is 2 in the in like Great Strike counts as 2, does it not?
Great Strike takes 2, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the only one. It's Great Strike and
well, lock
pure,
and strike
pure combat. Great Strike, but draw a weapon, get up, physical action of some sort.
Wow, knock and draw takes 5. So you could do a Great Strike, a strike, and then on your third volley, something like a void or something like that, right?
No, you do Great Strike, but you could also do a strike and an avoid. You can do that.
Isn't that what I just said?
No, but what I'm saying is I can do a strike and an avoid in volley 1. And in volley 2, do great strike, which counts as 2.
Right.
Or do one thing, like a strike or an avoid or a block.
Here's the rules on the fight, because I want to see.
434.
Well, you've only got 4 actions, right?
He's got 5. They both have 5.
Yeah. Oh, 5 actions.
How do you get 5 actions? What is that?
Reflexes.
Is it reflexes?
Oh.
But you have to do it. You have to break them down as evenly as you possibly can. He can't do 3 actions 1-1. He has to do
2-2-1, 2-1-2, or 1-2-2.
Yeah, you'd have to fill them all up before you could put 3 on one.
Yeah. He's a much better swordsman than I am.
Okay, I'm done. Talk it out.
Okay. Well, half the time you just drink it.
Not half the time. A quarter of the time.
What? 90% of the time. Wait, are we talking awake or asleep?
Me or my character?
Yeah, if awake and sleep, then yeah, it's 50-50.
I'm always drinking awake in the morning, in the evening. Need a little something
hey,
to
we
get
got
you
fun.
I think at the Superman story, by the way, is It's Superman.
It's Superman.
By Tom DeHaven.
You got a shot of point left?
Nope.
Dead.
Dead coal.
Oh, well.
Not a burnt coal, a dead coal.
D-E-D.
Could be both.
Kind of coal that even Bob Cratchit wouldn't want.
We thought he was a toad. We thought you was a coal.
Right.
Do not seek the treasure.
Here's a man up the road. $5. Sing it again.
I was like the look on... What's the actor's face? The actor who plays the one who got turned into a toad? Sort of.
Oh. John Turturro?
Yeah. Just like the look on his face and like, we thought you was a toad.
Okay. Roy?
Yeah.
I'm going to change my stance to defensive.
Okay.
And then I'll do a strike. Now, when can I do defensive actions? Is that like avoid and stuff like that?
You can do that right off the bat.
They're actions.
Yeah. Okay.
They only count for that.
For that one. But now the stance maintains. Is that right?
It puts you in a stance that gives you advantages
to
those other actions.
Right, right. But that stance, I mean, do I start out in a stance or...
When you script the stance,
uh-huh.
When you script you defensive stance,
right.
It counts as a block for that turn.
Oh, it does. Okay.
For that volley.
Just for that volley.
Right.
Okay. But then it maintains and then I can have still the +2 op to the avoid in the subsequent
if I do avoid. If you script avoid.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure? I thought you started out neutral stance.
You do start out neutral.
You do.
But to script a block.
I am picking a defensive stance.
No. But you script change stance. You don't stay in that stance until you change it again?
No. You stay in that stance until you change it again.
Yeah, see, that was
okay,
my question.
Because
you said
it takes an action.
Right. You said it's only for that action. If he
no, it takes
stance,
an action.
The avoid.
Yeah.
No, it needs an action.
Yes,
the
okay.
Time
I agree with what
you're
saying now. Thank you.
Got mine.
Hey, Todd, I just want you to know, if I had been playing Cole, I totally would have just stepped out of the fight for that. What is it? Give it to me. I may be working for you now. So,
okay.
Cole in his cunning hat.
So,
he really wants Thor's Bane dead.
First exchange. You ready?
Yep.
First exchange. First volley. What do you have scripted?
Strike and change stance to defensive.
Strike and change stance to defensive.
Yeah.
Okay. He has beat and strike.
Okay. So standard skill test OB1 for the beat, right?
So beat versus strike.
Right. I'm looking at the chart here. Your opponent's action is
standard
beat.
Skill
is
test
beat. So it's a standard skill test OB1, I think, for Todd. Is that right?
No.
It says your opponent's action.
Physical action is what beat is, isn't it?
And if he does
specifying action.
Your opponent's action is beat. Action interactions.
He did a strike, so he does a standard skill test about one.
Who does?
Todd.
Right.
Because his opponent's beat, so that's what he does.
So he's doing beat against strike. Standard OB against OB plus equal half skill.
Oh, there it is. It's on the other side. Okay.
So what is half your skill? What is your skill?
For what?
Sword.
5.
So, do you round down or up? Is Roy helping?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's a 3.
It's a 3.
Right?
Right.
So, two of you together, 3. So, beat is a 3 against his strike, and you've got an OB1.
Against beat.
Yeah, you're doing strike. You've got an OB. Your attack is strike against your opponent's action, which is beat.
Okay.
So I'm looking at the chart here. Standard skill test against an OB1.
Okay. It's So I roll.
And I don't know what happens when you succeed, but.
Roy?
Uh-huh.
Throw me a die.
Sure will.
Boom.
Look at strike.
4-3-4. Beat. Test your weapon skill. If you meet the obstacle in the versus, you steal the advantage from your opponent. He now suffers appropriate disadvantage to your weapons and gain the advantage of positioning. Okay, so he basically holds you bound.
Yeah.
Strike. Test strike. Successes over the obstacle margin are used to increase damage and specify target. Okay, so whatever you get above an OB1, you can specify target and affect the damage. So you could move it and then hit him in the head or whatever, depending on what your success is. Right?
Didn't I say it was at half?
Mm-mm. Oh, for him.
I'm looking
at
4-1 for strike.
So his obstacle is 3.
My That'll teach me to not know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I was like, that's interesting.
Beat is worthless with equal length weapons.
Okay.
That's what I got out of it.
Yeah.
So, moving on to you. Your obstacle is 1.
So okay. Beat would be better. I mean, and for me, because I didn't look at it in depth as you did. But beat would be better if you had, what, a dagger against a longsword, and you wanted to beat his longsword.
Or a longsword against a spear.
A longsword. So going against somebody
Or a spear against a longsword. What it does is you get your opponent's weapon out of the way, so you gain the advantage.
Right.
Which basically, spear, you beat out his sword out of the way, so you can back up and gig him. Or dagger, same instance, you beat his sword out of the way, so you can step in and gig him.
Right. Okay.
So, you're rolling to hit him.
5, 6.
Ooh, good.
1-1.
Really?
Oh, my.
And it was yours.
But wait. Is it a roux?
Well, yeah, this is a 6.
Take a fate, man.
Yeah, I'm going to take a fate.
Don't waste the...
It's not a roux, it's a boom.
It's a boom.
Oh, is that a boom?
Yeah.
Are we sure it's not a
hold
one?
Hold on.
Oh, it's a 6.
Hold on. Oh. Well, yeah, you probably want the extra ones anyway, but it says if you under... Oh, never mind. Forget it. I'm still reading through.
Okay.
Yeah, if you see something I didn't, please.
2.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you don't... So nothing big for you?
Probably not, because it probably won't go past his armor, would be my guess.
Well, he's offering his chest, so you can move it to a different location.
Well, he only got a 1. He just
right.
And it's over.
Oh, no.
It's over the obstacle.
You didn't
only
get?
Yeah, you re-rolled.
Got 1 over the obstacle.
Oh, 1 over? Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you only
so
got
you can
one.
Move it to arm, leg, or head, but they're all armored.
Right. So I'd move it.
Now, because add is the number you're looking for. The add of your weapon, which is 2, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If you spend 2 successes on your add, you move it from a superficial wound to a mark.
Okay.
To 2 more successes on top of that, it moves from a mark to a superb.
Okay.
Which is where the real damage is.
All right, so at this point, I'm just going to tinker and that's
well,
it.
Well, what is your superficial for your weapon?
Where?
No.
Oh.
What incidental, I'm sorry, it's not super, incidental. What is your incidental, the IMX?
How can you tell?
It's the eye on the weapon.
Okay, what
it's
is
sword.
Probably
what
four.
Is the power of the sword? What is the power of your weapon? The power rating of your weapon. Did you look?
You're using a sword, it's a 4.
It's
I got
a 4.
I got a 4.
There you go. Okay.
Eyes 4, M is 7, S is 10.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
It's
no.
2 plus something, half of something else. Mine's 4, 8, 12.
What
is, run in the middle.
What is your
that's exactly
what is
I
your
have.
Power? What is your power?
Right. 4.
Your power is 4.
I believe.
And
oh, wait. Let me check.
Incidental is...
Power's 5.
Your power's 5. Now,
at
what is
mark
your mark?
Round up.
On your sword.
8.
8? 6, 7, 8. So, the power of the weapon is 3.
Okay.
Your mark is your power plus 3 for
oh,
that
okay.
weapon. So...
Okay. Power plus 3 for this weapon is be a 6, then.
Is a 6.
Okay.
Half that...
3.
...is your incidental. Right.
Okay.
Half again that is your superb.
1.5.
So, you're 3, 6, and 9.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry, half again of mark is your superb.
Okay.
So, you do a 3 wound to him.
Okay.
Now, he's going to roll his armor. Mm-hmm. If he fails, then he takes a superficial wound, which will make him plus 1 obit for the rest of the
right
encounter. If you do 3 superficials, it turns from... It goes plus 1 obit for the first one, He gets another one, brings him plus two ob for the second one. When he gets a third one, it moves up to a light wound, which gives him minus one die.
Okay.
But to do that, he has to overcome his ob, now the armor, to do...
He has to overcome the armor. The armor gets to take away successes.
Like a toughness.
Actually, the armor takes away the wounds.
That's what it did?
I haven't rolled it yet.
Oh.
Now, if putting things into VA versus armor means I'd have to roll more successes with my armor.
Mm-hmm.
As it is, I have to roll one success with my three dice, four dice, because it's a chest. So, yeah, it's more than likely a pink. Or a clang.
Yeah, clang. He's got three.
So your well-placed sword blow bounces off his armor.
Okay. All right.
Next action of volley one, I have a strike.
Okay.
Yeah, defensive, right?
Yeah, but I had a... It essentially counts as a block.
It counts as a block.
Okay.
Okay, so block against... And strike?
Yep.
Skill
versus
skill.
Strike versus skill versus skill. Okay. And then you're doing block against a strike... Skill versus skill.
So now, do I still get his advantage die, or does that still just is it my straight skill?
He's not an advantage die. He'd have to help you in some way.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So he has to contribute and come up with a way to help.
Okay.
I'm staying in his face.
You got like dirty fighting or something like that?
Nah, he's reading a website. He won't be in this one.
Oh, okay.
So. I don't have that. I got brawling.
Okay.
So,
punch him.
Yes. Five dice.
Kick him.
It's a balanced, well balanced dwarven made sword, so he gets plus one die.
Okay.
Are you armored?
Yeah.
Dwarven.
Yes.
Dwarven made axe.
Mm-hmm.
You said sword. You said it's a well balanced dwarven made sword.
No, it's an axe.
It's an axe.
It's an axe.
Yeah.
It's a two handed axe.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Just now you said sword.
That would have been the first time, and I messed up.
All right.
But his axe of five.
So it's a six on a five.
Yep.
So this counts as a test
for
my sword skill.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe. If I only get one success... No. This is a test for block test sword, then it's a sword test.
Okay. All right. You're right.
If you're... Yeah.
Three.
Four. With a six. Got fate?
No, I'm not going to spend it right now. If they were all sixes, I would.
What did they get you?
More dice rolled.
They would explode, right?
So your three takes away three of mine. I have one success. That is a incidental hit.
And I have mail. Light mail.
Light mail is three dice. Which part of your body are off is exposed? You get plus one on your chest.
Plus one what?
Armor.
Okay, chest.
So you're rolling four dice.
Okay.
And we should be stating that before we roll. So
okay.
Because of the ads and stuff.
Okay. So now,
I forgot.
What was my obstacle on this? Was it your
four.
Successes?
Yeah.
Four.
Skill
yes.
versus
okay.
skill.
Okay.
So you got a challenge.
Okay.
And that'll be the only sort of test you get
for this
exchange.
This whole thing, huh?
Okay. Because you only get one test of any skill.
Okay.
You use other skills, you'll get tests on them.
All right.
So.
I need a four die?
Yes. Or take a B5 wound. That's all you need.
Okay. Because I have to beat the overage of the other one, correct? Okay.
Right.
Match it or...
Yeah, except he has a VA of 2 versus armor, so he takes away 2 of your armor successes.
Okay.
You have one success.
Yeah.
So you take a B5 wound.
Okay. Ooh, what is that?
Isn't there something about damaging armor? I remember this in the demo we did.
If you rolled a 1.
No, I thought if you block with the armor, it damages the armor.
You could sacrifice the armor.
If you roll a 1.
If you roll a 1. Your armor takes damage when you roll 1s on your armor test.
No, I thought you could sacrifice your armor and put... And
yeah, I thought you could choose to damage your armor.
There's the book.
I thought you could choose to damage your armor instead.
Armor and grief, 143. When hit, test the armor on the location struck. Roll armor dice against ob 1 plus the VA of the armor. Of the weapon, sorry. Meeting the obstacle indicates the blow is deflected. If the test has failed, the character is injured by the blow. Any ones on the dice indicate armor damage. One less die is rolled next time. Armor is heavy and clumsy and causes obstacle penalties to sneaking, swimming, climbing, and similar activities. Shields.
Yeah. Yep. So,
but you rolled some. Did you roll some ones?
Yeah.
So not only are you wounded, your armor is damaged. So you roll one less die for your armor next time.
For that location.
Boy, he screwed your armor up.
Run away.
Disengage.
Run away.
I'll have to step up.
Yeah, because you really want this guy dead, right?
I do.
Yeah.
Should have gone for the grog. The nog? Should have gone for the nog? Is that what you're saying? I should have gone for the nog?
Yes.
The
except I said grog, but yes.
Now you're both dead, and the rest of us will be sailing away on a boat.
So, when Todd...
Why don't he write?
Someone back east is saying, why don't he write?
So now I take what kind of a wound?
B5.
Just the other day, I saw somebody...
So you need to look at your PGS... your,
PTGS.
PTGS.
You have that
physical
tolerance.
Grayscale.
Yes.
Nice. And PTGS would mean
what? What is your mortal wound?
It's right there. This is it.
Okay.
Yeah, I written down.
No.
What is your mortal wound score?
My mortal wound score is a 9.
Okay. Anyone else got a 9? They can talk that off to him real quick.
Yeah.
I've got an 11, I think.
I have a 10.
Oh,
him too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mortal wound's 11. So his is going to be 2 less, so he starts out at a 9, right?
Mortal, his mortal is 9.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Well, I've got 9, but...
Where
you
is
don't
that
have it in here?
Is that the SU and LI?
Yeah.
All right, mortal wounds of 9. It's an SU of B2, an LI of B3, an MI of B4, an SE of B5.
So he's a better fighter, but he's much squishier.
Much squishier.
Just you're more of a brawler. We're going to find out how that works. See, what you want to do is beat his blade aside and then use your brawling skill against him and then rip his helmet off. And
okay, so now, what does that mean? I have an SE wound of a B5, correct?
A serious wound?
Yeah. Oof. One shot and he does a serious wound?
So you're minus 3D.
Oh, man!
You've got bones like a bird.
He's got bones like Tyler, though. They just sing.
What's your lowest stat?
Power.
What is the number on it?
3.
You're unconscious.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy crap. He knocked the elf out.
I'm unconscious.
I'm glad we did a chance to actually look and fight.
Look, Roy's like, I gotta do something.
No wonder.
Give me the marker.
No wonder we ever did this.
Yeah, because fighting is deadly in this game.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I think I told you all that when we first started. It's very dangerous.
I never did it.
I'm glad we streamlined it so you got killed faster.
So we need to test engage.
Right, yeah. You were off watch. Anyway,
do you want some more water?
Yeah, please.
What weapon do you have?
Longsword. Run of the mill longsword.
Okay, so we're the same length. There's no test engage. It's just straight to scripting.
Right. And I have a reflexes of.
Yeah.
4. Reflexes of 4.
Want another fate one shot?
We could just say our ship sinks.
Which means I can only do 4 things. For engage, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, tune in next week when Briggs and Todd.
So do we just
cutting up in the party and everybody else.
Yeah.
Where are we going, Mary? I step right in because I'm like this man
dead.
Man, he wants him dead. I'm sure he does.
Underworld
dinner party.
Hors d'oeuvres.
I'll step right in and make sure he doesn't.
Okay.
Try to kill him.
So yeah, we're scripting again.
Okay. Right into a script, right?
Yeah.
Hey, change into a defensive stance. That seemed to work.
Wait, did he roll his? Oh, that's right. He
it counts as a block.
He didn't have the extra bonuses from defensive stance, did he?
What? Did you count your bonuses for the defensive stance?
No.
Well, you got a +2.
Nice.
+2. I didn't count that at all. I thought it just counts as a block.
Hold on, you might not be dead.
He's not dead, he's unconscious.
+2d to avoid, block, and counter strike.
Okay, strike, yeah, no, I didn't count that. Because I thought it just counted as a straight block.
So might
no, read through it again real quick to make sure that he actually gets those dice when he moves into it. Well, I think he does.
Okay. To change stance, it does not require a test to change stances. Defensive stance grants +2d to avoid, block, and counter strike. Strike and great strike suffer a +2 ob penalty when performed from defensive stance. The change stance defensive action counts as a block. So
yeah.
Okay. So
I got two more dice.
I rolled two more dice, yeah. So I need to actually get both successes.
The only one he only had one success.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
After you had three, he had four. You need one more success to take away all his successes.
Okay.
Bang.
Bang.
So well, that didn't happen.
Okay. I made all that.
Right on!
I erased your marks.
All right, that's fine. I know what I had.
What, did we figure something wrong?
Yeah, because I didn't count my two additional for the defensive stance that I had.
So it counts as a block.
Oh, so you got three.
But yeah, defensive stance five. Gives it a +2 to the block. So he just rolled block without that. He gets that.
He forgot the two guys from the stands.
To figure out why would he do that? Why wouldn't he just do block? That's why.
But what happened? What's that do to you?
Avoids the wounds.
Yeah. All of them are just
he rolled two more dice, got two more successes, yeah. Which took away all my strike successes, which means he didn't take any. I didn't hit him.
Oh, nice!
Because he rolled a three. He rolled a three.
Well done.
Volley number two.
At 9:15 at night.
Your superficial wounds should be 3. Is that what you got?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Because you got a B3.
Yeah. No, I've got two.
Well, I've got a 4-3.
Yeah, it's different.
Oh, okay.
It's different. So your superficial is half your fort rounded down +1.
What's your fort?
4, 2, 3.
It's
okay.
You've already figured out your mortal wound.
Which is 8.
9.
And then the other ones...
You put in the middle.
Oh, you're looking at PTGs?
Spread them out.
Yeah. Okay, no more I'll than make two. Them all 8.
They may be set up to half the fort exponent rounded up. Six. Typically, the only gaps are between superficial and light.
Yeah.
And light and...
Yeah, you're 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3. Working backwards.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3. Okay.
Well, that's even better because then that wound would have only been a light one, also.
Yeah.
Okay. I did
9, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I was thinking this.
That was
his numbers weren't set up right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Volley two.
Yay!
Wow, like a second of combat.
Half an hour later.
I thought D&D was slow.
Didn't do three.
It gets a lot faster.
I know when people actually learn the rules.
I've never done fight myself.
Nobody has. No, none of us have.
Well, except
nobody listening has. Nobody has
it, ever.
If Green even has, he's like, I just wrote this crap down. I don't know what to do.
Well, we did it.
No,
we in the booth. And
we watched. Yeah. We watched Luke run fight at Gen Con.
He was actually playing.
He was actually playing.
It wasn't like a demo. It was an actual deal.
Yes. That was ugly.
It was.
He was still looking through the book.
I know the rules in here. I wrote it. And that is a quote.
Love you, Luke.
Volley two. Strike and avoid.
What was the third
block and strike?
We haven't done the third volley yet. We're on second volley.
They have two actions.
We each have two actions.
It's based upon your
actions and volley.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay. So, translator.
Strike and avoid is...
Strike and block is first.
Strike and block, sorry.
Your strike, my block.
Skill versus skill.
Should you have named the body part that you're showing beforehand?
Yeah, but we still haven't done that yet. We can. What do you think, Bill?
Yeah, I'm offering up my chest.
All right.
Or rather, my chest is the... During the exchange of blows, my chest is what's exposed.
But you're in a defensive stance, right?
He's in a defensive stance, so
he's suffering a penalty.
For strike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy, you're still helping me, correct?
Yes. So it's whatever. So Bill, it's whatever you roll plus two. Is that how you figure it then?
Yeah. So again, I got my axe with balanced die. Okay. Six dice.
So that's okay. I think I'll throw in
for my block versus your strike.
And how many die are you throwing in your strike?
Five plus one.
Are you contributing?
I'm helping. He's already got my die.
Okay,
I got it.
So and it's six versus six right now. Mm-hmm. You're plus two.
I'll throw in two persona.
Oh boy.
Just
one.
Just don't spend the last one.
Like I'll throw in one persona.
Oh!
Okay. Woo! What's going on? What happened?
Shuffle up a deal.
Well, attack versus block. Seven versus six. He's got plus two. He's using his
last usable persona.
Last usable persona.
Ooh. Oh, crap. Yeah, he just rolled five over here.
Oh.
So that's seven on a block.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try.
Really?
That's three.
It's three, and he's only on 6.
Yeah.
He's three against a five?
Yeah.
He's
holding off. Does your defensive stance give you consecutive bonuses?
Yeah.
As long as he's on his stance. Yeah, he's got three on his seven, so he blocked.
Yeah. And then I did an avoid versus your what?
My strike.
Okay. It's speed versus skill.
Yum.
Plus two.
Dice.
Mm-hmm. Plus two dice.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
He's not going to need those pieces of task.
This guy's going to take forever.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to help in any way?
He's avoiding.
Jumping away.
Can I help it avoid?
Sure. How are you helping?
I'm using my sword to slash at the other guy's eyes. Speed getting away.
No, if that works. What's so you're helping with your sword.
Yeah, I'm slashing at the guy's eyes. Yeah. Try to keep
you. All right.
Damn, I didn't help again.
God Lord, you're rolling horribly.
Holy crap! Five!
Look at that!
As Roy goes,
your rolls have been horrible, Todd. I just want to mark that for the record.
That would have been better. I got a two.
How many successes did you have?
Two.
Against.
Okay.
So you had three.
What part of your body?
Bunk on the
chest.
Head. Okay. He moves it to your left arm.
Okay. So
you're defending against an incidental.
So it'd be three I would roll for armor?
Yep.
Okay.
He can't move it to head? Chest to head? Do you have a helmet?
No.
He is toying with you. Yes. He is toying with you. Did you look at the patronizing look on Bill's face? He's toying with you. Nice.
Two.
All right.
Okay. You
shrug it off.
His blow bounces off your arm.
All right.
Wow.
Volley last three.
Strike. You just want us to learn the fight rules, isn't it?
change stance to defense.
Okay.
So it's strike versus block.
Versus block.
Plus two dice.
Yeah, this is going to be hard.
So I'm rolling eight dice.
Oh my god! Oh my word. Yeah, this one's going to the head. What are you doing?
Strike.
Oh, block.
Block.
Oh, block.
So you're defensive rolling, stance. You're rolling six plus two additional.
Right.
All right.
Nice. Holy crap! That's one,
all
big
successes.
Two,
three, four, five, six.
One, six.
How many you got?
Four.
Hey! One of
them. Count the bonus.
Pull. Huh? I rolled everything, yeah. Pull four of them off. Four successes off.
Not the six.
So you have two successes. That will hit and move up to an arm where I have only three dice. Or you can explode it and hope to do a mark.
I won't explode.
And hope that I fail my roll.
Yep. I'm hoping.
Or if you get two successes, you can get
come
a mark.
On, come on, come on, come on, come on!
No!
No. So two. move it to where my armor is. Move it to an arm or a leg or
head. What's the head?
You need two successes for the head, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you?
I think it's harder to get to the head.
Yeah, it is.
I think that was bloody.
Leg.
I don't know.
Your arm is harder for
offering up the chest.
To strike.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're moving.
Let's go to Dalmar. Okay. Yeah.
He blocks it.
Okay.
Or it bounces.
Okay.
So that's the first exchange.
Okay.
Now.
So we still maintain our stance until we change it, correct?
Right. And okay. And since we have the same sword, same weapon length, the only time we change it is one of us decides to run away.
Right.
Disengage.
Okay.
So.
You can pick yours.
And you all are both still in defensive stances.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So volley to volley it maintains?
Yeah.
Or each exchange?
Yeah.
Okay.
It stays until you change it.
From the book, it costs one success to move from the torso or the arms to any other location. It costs two successes to go from legs to head or from head to legs. So
right. Because it moves two spots. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so sections, basically.
Right.
So you could hit him in the head minus one die, but he's got a helmet on.
Okay.
Is there a way to rip somebody's helmet off and then hit him in the head?
Sure, if you can come up with a way to
disarm.
Disarm?
Yeah, but disarm's really hard.
Grapple. Charge.
Charge? Grapple?
Disarm, maybe.
Parry, dodge,
thunder.
Thrust, spin.
Tackle him. You're bigger than he is. Tackle him.
What is that,
Kendry?
Dodge. You're making a sandwich?
Eating rocks.
Hey, you want one?
She's just scraping around her putting it off.
Tackle.
I'm done.
Alright.
Have you ever read The Preacher?
I have.
I read the first one.
No, yeah. I couldn't. The art kept turning me off on its side.
It's a little rough. Yeah. I mean, the art's a little. It seems a little.
I love Steve Dillon. Man. I like what he did with the
Steve
Punisher.
Steve Dillon's great. Oh, the Punisher stuff in Max was great.
Yeah, I agree.
This has been
Up is Down and Black is White, the whole stuff. That was a great series.
Did you like Franken Punisher?
No. Have you picked your volleys yet? No comic talk till you pick your volleys.
Ooh, that was harsh. Awful.
That might need to be a table rule.
Well, I think I played that.
Harsh face. I was pretty confident that was going to happen.
No, it's totally cool. It's totally cool.
It actually, well, for you, I guess it's been dragging the whole night, but to me it's felt like it
you've had
pretty
a good
quick.
Time.
Yeah, I'm sure you're having a lot of fun. Mr. I got stuff to do.
What? I'm looking up rules.
I think Todd's going to get workhorse tonight.
Is an assess like a link test? Is that essentially what that's going to be?
It gives you a link for perception test, yeah. If you want to run.
No.
Or if you want to change
you need to figure out
the
field. Skill you have. Right skill at the right time, Roy.
In some way. Like, for example, there's an open barrel of ale on the edge of the crate behind him, and you maneuver to knock it down on top of him, giving him a penalty.
He did,
that kind of thing.
He did drop a cast of knowledge.
He's brawling to get inside there, Roy.
A slot.
I don't know.
Right skill at the right time. Do you have brawling?
I got brawling. Oh, yeah, right. I got brawling. Brawling's as good as my sword.
So, it's okay.
Exchange two, volley one.
Strike and avoid.
Strike and block.
Mm. Oh, you're both striking?
Yep.
Strike versus strike.
From defensive. We just roll it.
Right. Strike versus strike. Standard skill OB1.
Plus defensive stance. Plus two.
So three.
Right. We have to get three successes to hit.
So you basically just...
Or to do anything else.
Anything above a three.
No, it's a plus two out penalty, right? Good.
Right. So, it's a three. Yeah. So it's their rolls against a three. So the two plus
And
the
we're
one.
Individual, so...
All right.
Oh yeah!
You didn't get
two,
it.
3, 4, and 3 6.
Nice. You got. Come, you got fate left.
And he missed you.
This is it. This is your chance.
No, actually, I'm going to spend that.
I'm going to spend the fate now.
Don't get it. Don't one. Oh, he got it.
Yep, I hit you also.
Okay.
Yeah, but not as much as he hit you. Get him! Get him! Get him! Get him! Get him! There's another one.
Two, 3, 4, 5.
5 successes.
Yeah.
3 of them are required to hit me.
Okay.
That gives you 2 left.
Okay.
You can Move the location. He's confident. You. This is what he exposes his chest. That's right. Where he likes to take the hits.
Right.
It's dwarvy.
Right.
You can dwarvy. Move it to any other body part.
Move it to his arm.
Or you can move it from an incidental to a mark and hope that he fails his roll.
Move it to a mark.
Move it to a mark.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he just hits you with an incidental. So
okay.
Your armor.
So I need to roll three.
But your armor is at a minus, right?
No,
it didn't.
He rolled a bunch of ones.
It didn't happen.
Because we forgot about the extra dice he should have rolled.
But he still rolled ones.
No, he didn't roll. That never happened.
I didn't have to roll in the first place.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Until now.
So do I need to roll three for the
three? And you need one success? You need three successes because of the...
We got two.
So you take five, which is light, which means you'll be minus one die moving forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he succeeds.
Right.
Now, Great Strike might be something you want to look at if we make it farther.
Yeah. Because he's about to do it?
Versus adds to our,
the armor penetration.
Versus armor penetration, yeah. Yes. Section action by block your avoid, nothing happens. Right. Moving on to volley two.
Great strike.
Disarm.
Ooh, nice. Strike.
Okay.
So
only disarm?
Only disarm.
Disarm.
Only strike.
Okay. Versus strike. OB versus skill. Skill standard test. OB equals skill. Oh, so for standard, his OB is his sword skill, right?
Which is five.
Five. So your OB is a five.
Yeah.
Plus two. You got two defense.
Does it? Is
no, because it's not a defensive.
Right, because he's doing a strike, right? Do you still get the plus two?
Defensive stance doesn't have any bonuses or penalties for disarm.
Not for disarm.
Okay, so your disarm is against his sword skill.
And it's my disarm is based on my sword skill?
Sword skill.
Okay.
And his strike... He's doing strike against disarm, against you, OB-1.
Okay.
Two.
Plus two.
Well,
plus two,
yeah,
so
two,
it's three.
Three. So you've got a three.
I have to roll three against him.
Right. And he's got to roll five against you on his disarm.
With one less die because you're light wound.
Plus one from Roy.
All right. Mm-hmm. So five minus one, plus one from Roy.
You gonna give him the die, or what?
He's already got it.
Yeah.
You already
I've got it
in.
Sitting right there.
Oh, okay. So you just pull it in when you need it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm helping him every single time.
And then I'm
gonna use
my last persona.
Don't.
Why?
Because that persona is keeping you alive. When he drops you, that persona is the difference between you dying and you just being really unconscious.
I have no persona left, so.
Really? Shocking.
When he had two at the start.
Spend it.
Oh,
he's got a good point. And I got one more thing left, so all right, come on.
You might as well join Roy. Because as soon as you're dead, Roy's...
All right, so do you want to do strike first?
Wow, that
go
is
ahead and
ballsy.
Help. Two sixes. I got three successes. I need five.
Do it.
Do it.
Oh, hell yes, I'm going to do it.
Come on, man. 50-50. All right? You get two successes on two dice?
That's too many dice. Roll those.
All right, so Gen Con is the six.
Come on! Oh! Do you have any kind of call-ons or anything for that?
No, not for that.
God!
His strike.
Well, that's a lot of dice.
Yeah, but I have to get three successes just to hit him.
Oh, yeah, that's four. Yeah, four with two sixes. God.
Spend a fate. Spend a fate.
Explode him! Kill his ass!
No, I'll just move it to your right arm.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So now roll three.
Mm-hmm.
Is he minus one for this too?
No, armor doesn't suffer from your wounds.
Are you plus two for the defensive stance on this, or is it just straight up against your armor?
No, that's why he had a three.
But you're in defensive stance, so you get your dice.
What, my two die?
We're both in defensive stance.
Oh, okay.
Against, what was he wrong?
Well, did you use that earlier?
We didn't roll defenses.
Yeah, we did.
No, oh, because you're both struck.
This is the first defense that's been rolling this volley.
The two dice are for avoid, block, and counter strike.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
it's not for
armor. No, not for armor.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't think so.
Okay. I got. Never mind. Got it,
oh, and two ones.
There so goes now the armor. Minus two dice.
And the armor's damaged.
And the armor is damaged.
All right.
Time to disengage.
So your right arm is only two dice.
Run, Forrest, run.
All righty.
Volley three.
So, what character do you want to play next time?
Strike and avoid.
Block and strike.
Okay.
Mm.
So,
Joe's
strike at a minus one. Or am I at a minus two?
A spell or something.
You are at minus two. You have two light wounds.
We haven't?
Okay. No, this is that day.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they're doing this while we're doing what we were doing.
Where you're avoiding the lady in the parlor.
They're here fighting for their lives. Oops, that's
two.
Two with the six.
Well, wait to see what I get.
Yeah.
Because I'm a defensive stance.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There's four.
Four.
I only have four.
Only?
Yeah.
Against well, no,
the way
no,
I've been rolling,
no,
that's only.
That's actually pretty poor.
Okay. All right, so your strike versus avoid?
Yeah. My strike versus avoid.
Did you add two dice?
Not yet. I haven't rolled. So
well,
it's
now you add your two
now
dice.
Now I add my two dice.
Right.
And you subtract two dice. So.
So.
Well, it's skill versus speed. What's your speed?
Six.
Yeah.
And you got a...
And my
four? Sword,
my skill.
Just
I got six dice. But I add two to his obstacle.
So you're rolling eight? Seven?
Six.
Six. Because he's got minus two.
Six,
times.
But he gets...
It's my
oh,
attack.
It's a versus test. It's not just... The OB is not his speed. Okay, that's what I'm thinking. All right, go ahead.
So, I'm still
roll
on
your
six
speed.
Or eight.
Roll your speed.
You're rolling six,
what is
but
your
then
speed?
So you're rolling five
six.
Plus two minus one.
Six. And your defensive stance, so you add two to that.
Okay.
You have two wounds, subtract two from that.
So
you're
I'm
at six.
Six. What I thought.
Oh, one, two. Oof.
I have the crappiest rolls ever.
Don't mess with dwarves.
Got.
That's the lesson
I
we learned from this.
Four. What do you have?
Two.
Which is
two.
A four.
Okay.
Well, you got a six.
You do have? Do you have a six?
Yeah.
You can fake point.
Fake point.
What a one!
Okay.
You need to practice your die rolling, Todd.
Teach you how to slide those dice.
Hey, you gotta get Neil to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
get some.
So
you get the Neil running man going.
You had four successes.
I mean, yeah.
My obstacle was four. You had two successes. Okay, so it hits you in the body where you want it. Four
six.
Dice.
Yeah.
And three successes.
Oh!
One. Man.
And he's a minus two. His armor was damaged. He's minus one.
On the left arm.
On the left. It's just
right
the left
arm. Sorry, right arm.
Okay.
So
that gives you another light wound.
Okay.
So minus two dice now.
Minus three dice.
Three dice.
Three
now.
Dice.
Which that brings his power to zero, so he falls unconscious.
There we go.
Now Roy's up with
well,
20 minutes to go.
Don't worry, this will be a lot quicker.
And no help die.
Yeah.
The sheets.
Oh, sorry.
I'll get this in the marker if you don't mind.
Now,
so you have Nog?
Yes, it's all over the floor. He's
yeah.
mad about that.
So.
Yes.
Okay. So you get an advantage.
Let me fill in a little bit here while
sure.
he falls limp to the ground and you realize that you're up.
Yeah.
The room's starting to fill with smoke.
Yeah.
Run away!
Are you going to keep fighting him?
Yes.
Even though your friend Finn
you
has
could
just
grab
to
Finn and run. You could grab Finn and run, get him to the doctor.
Wait, what was that belief?
Dog. I mean, kill him. I mean...
Yeah, always take the better deal. Never pass up alcohol. Kill this guy.
Oh,
we're not
going to
get
this. Oh, now you're not going to. He's going to kill you. You're not going to get paid. And the guy who was going to pay you now is dead. You're not getting paid.
I'm not getting nothing
unless you kill the dwarf.
This deal's working.
I
got
to try to kill the dwarf.
Do you?
Yes.
Dude.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you hear the incredulousness in my unnaturally high voice? Do you?
Unnaturally? I usually hear that high voice.
They can bring in new guys on the boat.
I can always
disengage. Well, no, he still has a persona. Later. So
Finn, I've got to try.
Finn will survive no matter what happens.
I've got to try.
Somehow. Once I was scared, I was petrified.
I already know what I'm doing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Attack.
And that's
strike.
And that's where we end the session.
Oh! Damn.
Boo.
Right.
Earns boo.
Lots of excitement.
Tune in next week when Roy goes,
ugh. Yeah. Tune in next week when Roy goes,
excuse me while I bleed.
Wait, can we talk about that alcohol again?
Hey, give me the, where's the, is that mine?
Is that you?
Yeah, you would have had to use red.
Yeah, red's the worst of them all.
Hey, that's what, though.
Can I have my fleas back?
What do you mean?
These things, I didn't.
I think, yeah, the one that Jeff gave me.
Might
the one
have been
that
the worst rolls ever.
Oh,
I'll take that one time.
My rolls were ridiculously awesome.
Yeah, that time in Witherscape.
It was awesome.
I was sitting there rolling against Doug and beat ones. Doug goes sixes.
He rolled like 10 dice versus my 4
okay.
dice.
Okay, Arthur, Roy.
Yeah.
Beliefs.
Okay, I will accept any job as long as I get paid enough to keep the wine coming.
Well, no, wait. He worked toward it because Todd was willing to pay him.
I was willing to pay him.
That's why he did it. Todd said, I'll pay you, and he said, okay, I'll do it. That's what he was fighting.
That's kind of cool. I thought it was a door for a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. Give yourself a fake one. Next week.
Oh, wait a minute. Because I had him on the webpage.
Thig didn't come into it.
Thig didn't come of it, and I did not kill Thorsbane. So,
okay.
Done. Done.
But you were working toward it, though.
You were working toward it.
Take a fate.
Okay.
Yes.
Good grief.
You're going to need it.
I'm going to need a lot.
Hey, dude.
Did you use an instinct that made your life difficult? Did you play
did
an
I
instinct?
Play an instinct?
Yes. That made your life difficult.
I ignored an instinct which made my life difficult. My sword is always at hand.
Didn't. That was helpful, so. Did you play any traits?
I used 2-1.
Nope. Okay.
No, I did not.
Todd? How did Finn fare?
Thor's Bane will give up his source of info on me or die.
You never. Well, wait a minute. You didn't even ask him for information.
No, he said he has to keep him alive. He wants to beat him
yeah.
down and talk
I mean,
to
he
him.
He wanted to kill
well,
him.
Well, you actually rolled against him to see
yeah.
what you all
he's
were going to do.
On that one.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Because
he attempted to kill him, basically. So either way you look at it, he worked on it.
No, but I would say that just trying to kill somebody when you say he'll give his information or die, he didn't even try.
Yeah.
But other than Roy jumping in and interrupting,
right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, fate point for that.
Okay, and I will eliminate the immediate threat to me from the rock snakes.
Well, you did
that.
No, he succeeded.
Well, no.
He got him saved, killed, so he succeeded.
No, he's not dead. He's not
I'm
even...
Not dead
I'm not dead yet!
He's not even in danger
of
dying. He's just unconscious.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you should have used that persona then earlier.
Yeah.
Piss off. I'm not dead yet.
Okay, instincts?
The only one that I actually called upon was always beware of the ambush and assassin just so I could find out where he was.
Didn't really affect
and
you.
It didn't affect me.
Yeah.
So that was it.
Okay. Traits?
No traits.
Oh, okay. Humor?
Yeah.
Right skill, right time. The fire.
By far.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he didn't have the skill.
I didn't
but
have
he looked for it.
I mean, can opening up a wise, opening up a skill counts as having the right skill at the
but
right
he
time?
He made the story go.
Yeah.
He really did.
Well, then I know how to get that one in the future.
But you know what? Right skill, right time means that you at least figure out what skill you should use for that situation. I mean, he could sit there and go, I don't know. And then nothing happens.
Embodiment? Roy? You were so cold tonight. Give yourself a persona.
And you know the best part is we're gonna be sitting there by the
mold breaker.
And we're gonna see Cole come up. Hey Cole! Oh, Finn, what happened to you?
Oh. Mold breaker.
I don't think either of them come over.
You didn't take the money.
I did not take
Roy
the money.
Roy turned down the money.
But Roy's never been offered money before.
Yeah.
Sure has.
No, it's never been where there was money and then more money.
It's always been things he was inclined to do in the first place.
Yeah. Right.
And we just asked him and said, hey, we'll give you some wine, and nobody ever had a roll or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's never had a... This, if
There's
he
never
had,
been a counteroffer.
This, right. This was right. the first counteroffer, and...
I didn't take it.
You didn't take it? You didn't... belabor it much either, which would
no.
Been,
I was going to steal it.
Yeah, yeah. So no mold break. Workhorse.
Todd.
Persona.
Okay.
MVP.
Get him while you can.
Todd. Well, we had no success, but otherwise, I'd still vote for Todd.
I think Todd. Everyone think Todd.
Yeah,
think so Todd. Take another persona.
This is great. Yeah. Look at all these points, and what are you going to do next week, Todd?
He's still alive?
Dobby's going to bleed now, on you.
Dobby.
Dobby has a sock wrapped around his...
You want to look at Persona? I think it's Persona. There's something about shaking off wounds in there. It doesn't come to head quickly because, once again, I've never used fight before.
Okay.
But there's a chance you might be able to get back in the action.
Okay.
All right. And hopefully we can resolve this quickly and move on to the rest of them.
Yeah, let's, before next game, mm-hmm. let's all try to read through the fight chapter.
Again?
At least once.
That's a good idea.
And then we all sort of have an idea. That way maybe one of us will remember the rule if somebody doesn't.
Well, and each of the actions has a nice, hefty paragraph of information. So
yeah.
Even if you know the basics... You don't always know exactly
what I know everybody memorized one action.
I pretty much know what my character is going to do, so I'll concentrate on those actions.
And I know what your character is going to do, too.
Hey, don't feel bad. I'll take the nog when you're dead.
Take the what?
Well, I'll take the nog when you're dead.
The nog?
Yeah, there's still a full cask upstairs.
Which is on fire.
The nog, which will probably burn...
Well,
I totally would have sold you out for that now.
So burning well. Okay, so...
Alright, so this is the end of part one...
Of the fight rules.
Of the end of Cole and...
Finn and Cole's Fight Club.
Finn and Cole.
Tune in next week.
They don't call him Fiend for nothing.
Call him what?
Fiend.
Fiend.
Like as in the end.
Oh, gotcha.
Le Fiend.
I get it.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Jeff's so clever.
Yes, he is.
Man, I actually start putting everything away, too. Jeez.
And I apologize. My characters tend to be a bit bluer than I intend.
And more powerful. Holy crap. Would it kill you to, like, not have a helmet on a guy or something?
He's a badass. I said that from the very beginning.
At least it's not a magic helmet.
Yeah.
But if he had a spear.
That's because he doesn't have a sword. Yeah. Spear.
Way
spear.
To learn the fight rules. Sword, spear. Boss fight.
Spear yeah. and magic helmet.
Could have been any boss.
Spear and magic helmet. Spear and magic helmet.
No, he is the boss of this level.
Yeah.
Fun game. Only thing I would change next time is put Todd here where I'm sitting, put me down there. So that.
I believe you suggested that at the beginning.
Yeah, I thought y'all should be closer to here. So.
Let me spend all night just, you know.
Looking lovingly into each other's eyes.
No, he reaches down and grabs money and just lose all concentration.
Yeah, between them and the
Neil.
Neil.
Spot it.
Neil.
You're like Gladiator movie, Neil. All
right, say goodnight, Jeff. All right.
Good night, Jeff.
You've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Broussac Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Wheel, The Adventure Burner, The Character Burner, The Magic Burner, and The Monster Burner are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright 2011, Luke Crane.